Welcome to Holistic Men Podcast, where we explore the journey of holistic wellness, personal growth, and mindful living. I'm your host, Kenneth Berenson, and today we are diving deep into topics that matter. Whether you're a holistic leader, therapist, life coach, or someone on a path to a more balanced life, this podcast is your sanctuary for inspiration, alchemy, and insight. Visit us at holisticmen.co for more resources and to join our community. Let's get started. So I basically just decided to sit down and record, not really knowing exactly what I'm going to talk about, but just having the intention to what does my tribe need to know right now. Everyone that is producing content, and there are so many, I feel you have an obligation to practice authenticity in front of the camera and not get caught up in all of these scripts and things to do and talk about to get more views. I feel this is exactly a process that I'm in. Because I know marketing so well, it's easier than ever to spread a message. And I feel that if we're going to create something good with this technology that we have and just basically have a better society, a society that I want to live in, I invite people to be more authentic. There's a two-way gain here. But it might not seem so obvious for the people that are looking at views and likes and all of these things. We have to include these spiritual concepts in this reality, on top of the things that we have learned. And that's how I believe we are making things more holistic, because we're thinking about the whole. And we're not just believing completely what we have been taught, right? And what we have learned and what we have observed, read about. Everything is manifested reality. I invite you to comprehend that authenticity, as within, so without. If you want people in your life to be authentic, you have to be authentic inside of you. That's the only way that you can actually have authentic relationships. It starts with you, as within, so without. I did a test with 10 scripts for these videos. I was just feeling into it, like, how do I want to do this? Because I'm starting over again. We're being sold many ideas, and it's just so important to identify what we should listen to and what we shouldn't. When it comes to marketing, and it comes to actually being online at all, and actually speaking online, you're creating a fake reality if you're just listening to what everyone else is doing and saying that you should do. And you're actually creating something fake. It's a fake reality. It's not real. It's not your reality. It's someone else's. And I believe that that's the whole point with this entire industry, is to get us to awaken. So now it's easier to see what other people are thinking, feeling, saying, doing. You can just go online and you can see what people are uploading. It's very easy. If you want a different experience than what you're currently having, it starts with you. I'm using these recordings as manifestations of what I want to receive in return. Respect, honesty, caring, giving, things like that. And so I am demonstrating, at least doing the best that I can, demonstrate how I want to inject what I want to see in the world. And that's how I believe things can change. And it's only through that. That's how real change is made. It can be with other people, but it can also be in front of a camera. I think the most important thing is that it gets expressed. That it gets expressed because I feel there is an entrainment in the vibratory field, the aura, and there is an entrainment that needs to happen with the body. It's not enough to just think it. It has to be carried out and actually worked with the body. The purpose of these recordings is to basically practice myself to be more authentic and share what I see and share what I believe we should be doing. And I'm speaking to everyone, really. But my main, in marketing terms, target audience, which is basically my tribe, the people that I really care about. That's how it's in my marketing world. That's what it translates to. I just invite you, everyone, whoever you are, to practice, and wherever you are, if you're speaking in front of the camera like I'm doing right now to a group of people, or that you are talking to real physical humans, let's say, practice being who you really want to be and what feels really good to you, and do that. And it is a practice to be authentic. It takes practice. I have pondered, like, how do I do this? Do I use scripts? Do I do this? Do I do that? And then I feel like I'm going back to basic. Okay, what do I want to create in the world? And because I'm aware that it starts with me, then I know that, okay, I am the one that needs to start the change. So these videos needs to be me being authentic. That is the holistic way. Otherwise, I'm going to get something else back, which I don't want. And so I am then making an effort to be more authentic with these videos. And this is my first recording in a long while where I'm just openly talking. It's a practice. I invite you to join me. Thank you for joining us on the Holistic Man podcast. I hope that today's episode has inspired you to take steps towards a more mindful and balanced life. Don't forget to join us at holisticman.co. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback helps reach more people on their holistic journey. Until next time, stay mindful and be well.